I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Monday afternoon. We are about 8 hours and 10 minutes away from the kickoff. Redskins and Chiefs, Monday Night Football. Grant and Danny welcoming you back on 106.7. The Fan, we are getting you set for that ball being booted end over end into the air at Arrowhead Stadium. The Redskins with a chance to finish the first quarter of their season 3-1. We're going to do a little dreaming on that possibility right now. The Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines are open for you. Call us at 800-636-1067. Tweet us. I'm at Grant H. Paulson.
I'm at Funny Danny.
If the Redskins beat the Chiefs, then what? What does it mean for this team? How will you be feeling tomorrow morning? What do you think this town will look, feel like tomorrow morning? I can't even fathom the idea, because I've said this earlier in the show, and I'm going to double down on this, Danny. They will have wrapped up the best 8 days as an organization that they've had in years. Not the most impactful in the sense that when they finished off their 7-game winning streak to make the playoffs with a win over the Cowboys, they were playoff bound. Not clinching a division over the Eagles 2015 with Kirk Cousins at the helm throwing for 360-4. But 8 days, heavy underdogs at home against Oakland, heavy underdogs on the road against the Chiefs, two playoff teams a year ago that before those games people said were playoff teams again this year. And if you win both of those, we gave them no chance. After the Eagles game, I consider you to be smart. I think you know a lot about the team. I was worried and saying that this could get bad. You were saying it's over. They're 0-4 at the bye.
This could be off the rails if they lose to that Rams team in week 2.
Three straight wins, Rams on the road, Chiefs on the road, Raiders at home. Can you imagine what people will be saying tomorrow?
You can cue Pat Benatar. We belong. I will not call anybody stupid that calls tomorrow. If the Redskins win tonight and starts talking about huge things, not only division championships, but hosting playoff games, NFC title games. It's early, and so much will change in the second half of the season.
I will tell people to slow their roll a little bit.
I will tell them to slow their roll, but I'm not going to call you dumb. I'm not going to say that's ridiculous at this stage because of what you just mentioned. You go on the road to Kansas City where you know that place is going to be deafening because their squadron, A, is excellent. B, they go badass crazy out there for that team. It's louder than the fake noise Seattle Stadium. They go nuts. You know there's going to be something crazy. Andy Reid's got the first 20 plays scripted right now. He is licking his chops. He cannot wait to exploit the over-aggressiveness. He has a great design. If the Redskins can withstand the early storm, withstand the first 20 plays that are scripted out beautifully on a laminated sheet, like Ross's five people that he could cheat on that he met Isabella Rossellini. If you're able to do that and somehow withstand all that and win at Kansas City, the team that everybody right now knows is the best team in the NFL, dream. Enjoy it. Go nuts. You got a bye week to think about it. Skip and dance. Do tripods in the middle of the street. Take your clothes off and run. Nothing can infect you.
If the Redskins beat the Chiefs, for at least a couple days, the perception's going to be they're one of the best teams in football.
Yes.
It has been so long since that was the case. And that's more, I think, reactionary than realistic.
Of course.
But here is what is real, plausible, and authentic. They can beat anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Oakland. Before Oakland was exposed, before Derek Carr got hurt yesterday in another loss. They beat Kansas City when they were the best team in the league, undefeated. Danny, I want you to close your eyes for a moment.
All right, here we go.
All right, I want to picture a dark sky overhead of Arrowhead Stadium. It's the evening, the lights are on, and they fire up the Monday Night Football theme over the speakers in the stadium. I want you to picture the welcome scene of John McDonough here, and I'm next to John Gruden. Welcome into the broadcast. The Redskins looking for an important win. John, who's your Gruden grinder? Okay, I want you to picture all that.
Mm-hmm.
Ball's in the air end over end. Rashad Breeland returns the opening kick out to the 39-yard line. Great return. Okay?
That'll never happen. I know it's fake. I know it's fake. But okay, go ahead.
First and 10 from the 39. Rob Kelly off left tackle picks up 8.
Man, yeah.
Second run, Rob Kelly off left tackle again, picks up 9 more.
What?
Yeah, they're up to the 44-yard line.
The hell?
Third play, they go play action, dig route, middle of the field. Terrell Pryor catches. Keyword there, catches.
Catches.
Ball that hits him seamlessly in the hands for 19 yards. Okay? Now I got him at the 44-yard line of the adversaries, the Kansas City Chiefs. And on the next play, Chris Thompson catches a screen that gets him down to the 26, and then a 26-yard touchdown on a route to the corner of the end zone for Jamison Crowder.
Good heavens.
They're up 7-0 against the Chiefs.
Oh, my God.
How you feel about it, Danny?
Giddy.
You feel good?
Because you know what's going to happen. Kansas City's going to have something ready for you. They'll get the ball first. Normally, it's the best thing, the smart thing to do in the league is to defer. That way, you can have the end of first half possession, then you double up possession to start the second half, and you can seize control of the football game. Everyone that doesn't realize it is a silly goose. Somehow, Kansas City will get the ball first, and they'll have, like, plays that, wait, we've never seen that on film before. They'll do something crazy, march down the field and score, and then it'll be, okay, can the Redskins withstand it?
Here's
they'll get the
version.
Ball, go three and out, maybe fumble six times. Kansas City will get the ball, be up 14-0 before anybody blinks. Mm. Can you withstand that?
That's not as exciting. Go to the phones. Where are you guys at? It's Monday Night Football Day. It's football day in D.C. It's Washington Game Day Uncensored, for goodness sake. 800-636-1067. Eric's in Alexandria. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. You know, we're talking about the Washington Redskins, and we have a habit of winning to the teams we should lose to and losing to the teams we should beat. That's the Redskins. That's their MO right there. But at the same time, I just watched the game to evaluate these players, because I remember last year you guys, or at the beginning of the season, when season was over, you guys was crying about them letting Chris Baker go and saying that he was the best player on the bad defense. Well, if he's the best player on the bad defense, these four guys are putting pressure on deep on offensive linemen like crazy, and I'm saying to myself, they did a good job evaluating talent.
Yes, they did.
If they got rid of Chris Baker, they did a really great job evaluating talent, because now the four can put pressure on and the rest of them can drop back. It's pretty good with what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know anyone in this studio that would have ever said Chris Baker was the best player on the Redskins defense. Perhaps their best defensive lineman's more accurate.
Because he was last year.
Yeah, he was their best defensive lineman, but the point's correct. The Matt Ioannidis development.
If you had that in the office pool, congratulations.
That's what changed the game for their D-line. Drafting Jonathan Allen in the first round was a no-brainer. That's a guy that's extremely high upside. But to see Matt Ioannidis with 23 quarterback pressures and hits when no one else on the team has more than 14 right now, staggering.
I mean, as bad as Terrell McClain looked in preseason games,
and
training camp,
really
whatever.
He hasn't done anything in the regular season.
He has been adequate. He's rotating in, and I thought he was going to be a complete and utter liability.
I've noticed him probably twice. He fell on a fumble at one point. That's it. I mean, maybe he's done something else. I think he's been on the field is what I would say.
Well, but they've been so good against the run to this point, and you would notice if it was in the other direction. Guys are flying around making plays, and maybe he's doing unsexy things. Preston Smith, all of a sudden, is the juggernaut that we saw the last half of his rookie year, where he had sacks in a bunch of games, tackles for loss. They have been outstanding on defense. I think it starts up front.
Yeah, it absolutely does. With the addition of Allen, the improvement of Ioannidis, and the fact that Stacy McGee was a space eater helps them against the run, and Ziggy Hood is a good player. That was a great Scott McLuhan scrap heap addition, and anyone else on the staff that had anything to do with that, including Alex Santos and company, should be really happy about the way that he performed, not just last year, but what he's given him already again this year. I mean, he's become a key cog for them. We'll take your calls next. 800-636-1067. What would it mean for you if the Redskins beat the Chiefs? That's the question. Pretend they're 3-1. It's a victory Tuesday tomorrow. Cousins comes on at 11. We're talking to him about being tied for first at the quarter pole with wins over the Raiders and Chiefs. What would you be thinking? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.